Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Right about now, it's time to find out what's happening in the world of show business with my friend and yours, the one, the only, Mr. Lance Zeman. What's happening, Lance?
Dookie, South African DJ and producer Black Coffee has received a Grammy nomination in the Best Dance Electronic Album category for his sixth studio album, Subconsciously. He joins fellow South African flutist and composer Wouter Kellerman, whose album is nominated in the Best New Age Album category. Kellerman previously won a Grammy back in 2014, and he recently collaborated with the Ndlovu Youth Choir for their interpretation of Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. The Grammy winners will be announced at the end of January next year. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and then you have Live in Front of a Studio Audience. It's a series of live television specials that features an all-star cast doing live recreations of old sitcoms. We've already seen All in the Family and The Jeffersons. Up next is The Facts of Life with Jennifer Aniston and Gabriel Union, and Different Strokes with Kevin Hart playing Arnold, a role made famous by Gary Coleman, and Damon Wayans as Willis. Now that's what I'm talking about, buddy. Some great old-school television right there. And in some other news that you might have missed out on this week, Dookie, Britney Spears has revealed that she'll be working on the weekend's new HBO show, The Idol. It's a six-part show that centers on a cult leader who forms a toxic relationship with a pop star. And Channing Tatum is set to star in the third Magic Mike film. It's going to be called Magic Mike's Last Dance, and it'll be on HBO Max next year. And Pirelli has unveiled On The Road, its 2022 calendar, and it features music stars Jennifer Hudson, Cher, Rita Ora, and Bryan Adams, who coincidentally photographed and conceptualized the 48th edition of the much-sought-after calendar. And Dookie, the phrase tech neck is officially a thing. The term was coined for neck and back pain caused by using our digital devices. Apparently, the average American spends almost 6 hours a day using their gadgets, and they turn into chiropractors and physios for relief of the pain that is now known as tech neck. Gaga, ooh la la, Dookie. The controversial House of Gucci has hit the big screen. When an outsider from humble beginnings marries into the Gucci family, her ambition begins to unravel the family legacy and triggers a spiral of betrayal, decadence, revenge, and murder. Lady Gaga, Adam Driver, and Al Pacino star in my movie pick of the week, House of Gucci. Dookie, the Gucci family have branded the film an insult, and online searches for Gucci clothes have increased by a whopping 70% since the release of the film. And that's all I got for you, buddy. Stay safe, stay strong, stay hot, and I'll catch up with you next week.
All right. Thank you so much, Lance. That was Lance Zeman with this week's Entertainment Report. And remember, thanks to the cool people over at Solid Gold Podcast, you can listen to the Weekend Party Entertainment Report each week on your favorite podcast app, Spotify, Apple, Deezer, Google, and Audible. Just check out pod.link/party for all the links. All right, thank you so much for choosing Hot 102.7. It's the Weekend Party with Shane the Duke Wellington, wishing you a very happy weekend. Stick around. I got some Crystal Waters as well as CNC Music Factory and Michael Jackson on the way. Up next on Hot, it's back to the 90s with Black Box.
Hot 102.7.